Masechet Kelim, Perek Yotet, Mishnah. Here we'll talk about other cases of the Mizran, which is the piece of fabric that holds the frame of the bed together. It goes around the mattress. The Mizran here is attached to a Tameh bed. We'll talk about a bed that had Tum'at Midras, where someone with Tum'ah rested upon it. Mishnah says, Mitash haita Tameh Midras ve'karachla Mizran. If a bed was Tameh with Tum'at Midras, and a person wound a Mizran around it, Kula Teme'a Midras, the entire bed and the Mizran become Tame'a Midras. The Mizran is part of the bed, and it would share its status. Perisha, hi Teme'a Midras, veha Mizran Maga Midras. If the Mizran was removed, the bed is still Tame'a because of Tum'at Midras. The Mizran, though, is Tame'a as a keli that came in contact with Midras. The Mizran is no longer on the bed, and therefore it can't share the bed status. But since it touched the bed, it's considered to be a Rishon, because the bed is an Av HaTum'ah. Hayta Teme'a Tum'at Shiv'a V'Karachla Mizran. If the bed was Tame'a with a 7-day Tum'ah, let's say a corpse was on the bed, and the corpse as an Av HaTum'ah becomes in contact with the bed becomes Tum'ah on a 7-day Tum'ah, and then it gets purified. And let's say a person wound a Mizran around it. Kula Teme'a Tum'at Shiv'a. The bed and the Mizran are Tameh, a 7-day Tum'ah. Peresha, if the Mizran was removed, he Teme'a Tum'at Shiv'a. Ha Mizran Tameh Tum'at Arev. The bed is still Tameh with 7-day Tum'ah, but the Mizran gets a 1-day Tum'ah. The Mizran is not attached to the bed anymore. It does not share the status of the bed, but since it touched the bed, and the bed had the corpse Tum'ah, then it becomes a Rishon, and it's a 1-day Tum'ah. Now we'll talk about a Mizran that was attached to the bed that was a Rishon, not an Av HaTum'ah. Hayta Teme'a Tum'at Arev V'Karachla Mizran. If the bed was Tameh with a 1-day Tum'ah, let's say the bed came in contact with a Sheretz, a Tameh insect, and a person then wound a Mizran around it. Kula Teme'a Tum'at Arev. The entire bed and Mizran are Tameh with a 1-day Tum'ah. Peresha, hi Teme'a Tum'at Arev, veha Mizran Tahor. If the Mizran was removed, the bed itself is still Tameh with a 1-day Tum'ah, and the Mizran is Tahor. The Mizran is no longer attached to the bed, and therefore it does not share the status of the bed. Even though it touched the bed, it does not become Tameh because the bed is a Rishon, and a Rishon does not transfer Tum'ah to Kelim. It's a very important klal. A Rishon would only transfer Tum'ah to types of food, the food or drink, but it would not have the ability to transfer it over to Kelim, and therefore the Mizran does not become Tameh.